Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
Sean Ryan at center, blitz, Love in trouble, and able to get rid of the ball. Was it a fumble or a pass? And yeah, that ball's out. That's a fumble.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Joe Buck and Troy Aikman on the call last night. I mean, just one of just several mind-numbingly stupid plays from Jordan Love. Just a brutal, brutal game for Green Bay's franchise quarterback. I mean, that fumble at the end of the first half. What the hell is Jordan Love thinking? What are you doing in a game where points are at a premium, obviously, to take yourself, potentially, like, take the sack there? You have to at least get a field goal attempt. To not even allow yourself to get the field goal attempt is unforgivable. Like a ridiculously stupid play from Jordan Love. And with Jordan Love, like, you can forgive some plays like that if he's slinging the ball down the field. And take the Steelers game a couple weeks ago on Sunday Night Football as an example. The second half of that game that I have deemed to be the vision. You know, Ron Breaker, Paul Heyman, Bronson Reed, Seth Rollins once upon a time. For the Green Bay Packers, the vision, electric pass rush, explosive passing game. Where was this passing game last night? Where was the explosion? Where was it? Not only was Jordan Love like, he refused to throw the ball down the field. Like, multiple instances in this game where he's patting the ball and holding on to it instead of letting it rip, which shows you he doesn't trust this offensive line. Because if you watch his feet, like I said in the opening segment, he's looks like one of the penguins from the movie Happy Feet. He's like mother effing Fred Astaire back there. Like Michael Flatley from Riverdance. Top of the morning to you. He's tap dancing in the pocket. He's got them happy feet. You want that from your franchise quarterback? Primetime, home, against the reigning defending Super Bowl champions? Happy feet? Because he knows that his offensive line's not going to protect him, and he doesn't have the confidence now to sling the ball down the field? I mean, these pass catchers are not good for the Packers. Don't confuse what I'm about to say. But there are instances where, if you're Jordan Love, you've got to let it rip. It's like the guy at the bar, and I've been this guy before. The guy at the bar, and there's a girl on the other side of the bar, or a guy, whatever floats your boat, whatever tickles your fancy. And there's this person at the bar. For me, it's like a girl, right? And she's looking at me. Wow, what an experience. She's looking at me. And your friends are saying, like, hey, man, like, she likes you. Like, go talk to her. We've all been there, right? We've all been shy in those moments. We've all experienced that, men or women. Oh, she's into you. He's into you. Like, go talk to her. Go talk to him. And you choose to be a wuss. You choose to be a coward. Maybe you've got a ponytail. Maybe you're young Nick Costos. Maybe. That's Jordan Love last night. He's at the bar, and there are hot girls looking at him, giving him the eyes. And if you don't know what the eyes are, you're probably a virgin. Sorry. And they're giving him the eyes, and he's just staring down into his drink. He's probably his Michelob Ultra or whatever it is. He refuses to go and talk to them. Jordan, go talk to her. Throw the damn ball down the field. What are you doing? I'm so disappointed in him. Like last year, I said on the show, love rules. I love love. Love me some Jordan Love. And, you know, the wild card game against the Eagles doesn't go well, but I'm willing to forgive it, especially given what the Eagles do from there going on to win a Super Bowl championship. But, man, I keep thinking, man, the wild card round on the road in Dallas a couple years ago, slicing and dicing, shredding that Dan Quinn Cowboys defense, destroying them, standing toe-to-toe with Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers in the divisional round game on the road in the Bay Area. And you're hoping that that Jordan Love makes an appearance. That Jordan Love comes to play, and he's confident, and he's cavalier, and he's slinging it down the field with reckless abandon, like one of his predecessors, Brett Favre, like his other predecessor, Aaron Rodgers. Just let it rip, kid. Like the advice that John Bernthal gives Jeremy Allen White at the end of season one of The Bear. Great episode of that show, great season. Let it rip. Let it rip. He won't do it. Guns in the holster. Stays there. Doesn't trust his offensive line, clearly, and doesn't trust his pass catchers. He's got to be. If we're going to talk about the Packers the way we want to talk about, like, the Rams, or the Chiefs, or the Bills, or, you know, or the Seahawks, or whatever team, Jordan Love's got to play way better than this. And I'm a Jordan Love guy. I think Jordan Love, at his best, can be really damn good. But we have to call it like we see it. We have to call a spade. He has been ultra, 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 mega, mega, mega disappointing this season. Period. Full stop. End of story. He's got to play better. And that takes us to his head coach, Matt LaFleur, who is on tilt to such an unbelievable degree that I almost think like he needs a week off. Like, let Jeff Hafley coach the team against the Giants next week. And just to say this, a lot of people will be doing the, oh, well, yeah, like, fired coach bounce. Giants going to cover. No. You want to see the Packers look like the team we thought they could be? You just wait until Sunday against the Giants. I guarantee it. Absolutely guarantee it. Let Jeff Hafley coach the game. Let Adam Stenovich or whatever his name. I love how, like, I've never heard of this guy, which doesn't mean he can't be great, but it's like, I get texts from friends. Well, what about the Stenovich guy from Green Bay? Who? I'm not saying he can't be great, just like this is what it's come to. We'll get to the Giants a little later. Because, you know, it's contractually obligated. I have to talk about them when they fire their coach. Matt LaFleur needs a week off. He is absolutely on tilt. The gambler analogy. You lose, like a big hand to blackjack, you take your derriere over to the poker table, and you're going all in on 2-7 offsuit. Some of these decisions that he's making are, I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to say. And there have been some Matt LaFleur decisions in his coaching career, the one I'll always go back to, 2020 NFC Championship game against Tom Brady and the Bucks, kicking down 8 at the end of the game to make it 5, 31-26, and then be like, whoa, well, I really hope my defense can stop Tom Brady and get the ball back. What a joke. But at least that, like, yes, it's horrendous. It's horrendous. But at least it falls under the umbrella of, okay, like, I disagree. I feel like he's wrong. But you can see where a coach would maybe somehow contort himself into making this decision. Some of these decisions that he's making are indefensible. At the end of this game last night, so this is before we'll get to the Eagles and Nick Sirianni's own brain-dead decisions. On the Packers' drive before the final drive, and we'll get to, like, the field goal stuff is just, I don't, like, Brandon McManus, that you don't trust him throughout the entire game to make long kicks, and you're going to send him out there like looking like liquored up Mike Vanderjagt to try and make this kick at the end of the game. When, by the way, like Lukas Havrasek, John's grandson, was banged home a 60-yarder a couple weeks ago. Like, why is Brandon McManus on the roster if he can't make kicks? If you can't trust this guy, it's 2025 in the National Football League. There are curtain jerking jabronis. I'm not even talking soccer players. How about soccer moms? You could find some hot soccer mom and like bring her into an NFL stadium and she could probably knock one home from 42. Like, we got kickers every week. Nailing one from 57, 62, Cam Little from 68. And Green Bay employs a kicker that they can't trust to make a long one in 2025? Like, this ain't 1992. This ain't even Mason Crosby. Like, come on. What are you doing here? Why is McManus on the team if you can't trust him to make a long field goal? Ridiculous. On the drive before the final drive, Packers have a 4th-and-1 from their own 44. And obviously, like, they lose a fumble, and it's ridiculous. And they rush to the line of scrimmage to run, like, the shotgun play, run with Josh Jacobs. And there's a penalty on the play, and Jacobs fumbles, and Reed Blankenship recovers. And it's like, why in the world are you sprinting? Like, what is the hurry? You've got timeouts. You're at midfield, basically. There's 1:40. It's an eternity. An eternity. Matt LaFleur is losing it. He's losing it. And I'm not saying he's losing it in the way that, like, you know, like, you know, your grandpa's losing it. It's not like that. I think he's losing his grip on, like, on sanity right now, watching this football team play every week. Like, you had the instance earlier in the game where, like, things are going so bad for the offense, where he's now, with his back turned to the game, like, taking copious notes. He's lost it. He's lost it. He's not even watching the game. It's like, it's reached a point in his brain where he's like, I can't even process this anymore. I would rather not even watch. And just bury, like an ostrich, head straight in the sand, not even watching what's going on around him. Unbelievable. Unbelievable with this guy. And then on the final, like, the should we kick, should we not? And I loved it. I absolutely loved on that final drive for the Packers. With, like, whatever, like 6 seconds left. We're like, okay, like, McManus, like, went to kick it and wasn't even close. And somehow, some way, like, you get another chance at this. Like, he's not close. You need to get closer. They run a play, and Jordan Love throws it into the 5th row. You don't even try to throw it to the sideline? Like, it'd be one thing if Love, like, took the snap and looked and it wasn't there and he chucked. Like, the play was for him to get it and throw. What, to take 3 seconds off the clock? Can someone explain this to me? How it makes sense? I'm not doing this anymore with the Packers. I'm done. Like, there is a list. The Packers are off of it. I'm not interested. I'm not interested in doing this with, are the Packers a legitimate NFC contender? No. Like, time of death. Like, Monday night, November 10th, whenever the hell the game ended. I don't have it written down. Like, time of death for the Packers Super Bowl campaign. And I'm not saying they can't win the division or that they're not going to make the playoffs. They're still a good team. They're not bad. It's just that, like, against teams like the Eagles, when it matters, or, like, the Rams, hell, even, here's a question for everybody. Answer it honestly. Don't be a clown. Answer it honestly. Who do you trust more right now? Hashtag trust. Who do you trust more? Sam Darnold and Mike McDonald or Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love? Be honest. Be honest. Is it even close? Is it even close? I don't think it is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm done. Like, miss me with the Packers stuff moving forward this year. And they'll kill the Giants on Sunday, and we can do, like, we can get back on the merry-go-round. Oh, yeah, Super Bowl, yeah, you know, they're awesome. Yeah, it's all great. No. No. Like, more than enough opportunities, more than enough chances this season. Like, you know, we'll do, like, the late, great Denny Green. The Packers are, like, what they are, period, end of story. That's it. Not a legitimate Super Bowl threat. Not interested. Not interested. As far as the Philadelphia Eagles go, you know, I'll save the good for the Eagles, and I've got a lot of good things to say about the Eagles, and I mean that. Just, you watch these football games or whatever, you know, baseball, basketball, you know, sports, and coaches and managers and whatever. You watch these decisions that are made sometimes, and you think to your, and you're right to think this. You think, I could do this better in the moment. And I'm not just talking about me. I'm talking about you. Whoever the hell you are watching or listening right now, whatever the hell it is that you do, that you like, whatever. You could have done better than Nick Sirianni at the end of this game. The decision to go for it on that fourth down was so mind-numbingly, incomprehensibly stupid that I don't know that I even have the energy like to go nuts about it. It made less than no sense to go for it and not punt. Like, Green Bay has no timeouts. There's, like, no time left. You need, like, all it takes is one explosive play and you've got, like, a 64-yard field goal attempt. No, you go for it. Then I saw some people saying, well, they should kick a field goal. Are you insane? Do people... How many people actually watch football? Like, what percent of the audience is pretending? What percent of people that talk about football are just pretending? Like, they don't actually watch the games. Oh, yeah, kick a field goal. What? You take the delay of game, and you punt. And you give yourself a way better chance to win. That was ridiculous. And Nick Sirianni doubled down afterwards. Like, yeah, it was the right decision. It's like, yeah, let's interview, like, the captain of the Titanic. Mr. Captain, sir, do you think it was a good idea to steer directly into this iceberg? Yes. Wouldn't have done it any other way. Great decision. As we all drown. Icy, watery, black death. That's the bad with the Philadelphia Eagles. On the other side, I'm going to give you a lot of good for the reigning, defending Super Bowl champions.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.